Okay, Chaver, so we're learning the Chafetz Chaim Sefer Avas Chesed, and we spoke about the Haskama that the Netziv has to Avas Chesed, where he spoke about how Chesed is some sort of natural law, and therefore even non-Jews are mechuyev in Chesed. Then we spoke about the Hakdama of the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim basically develops the idea that Chesed is even greater than Torah on some level. That, right, he commented that someone who's Osek B'Torah and comes from B'nai Eli live for 40 years. If you're Osek in Chesed, you live for 60 years. Chesed can accomplish even more than Torah. And then in the Psicha, right, he has a Hakdam and then a Psicha. So in the Psicha to the Avas Chesed, so the Chafetz Chaim, and we'll just summarize it because it's very long, so we can't read everything inside. Chafetz Chaim basically says that Kol HaTorah is about Chesed. The Gemara tells me in Sota Daf Yadalet that Torah begins with Chesed, finishes with Chesed. It begins with Chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for Adam and Chava. Right, that's Chesed. That is like Malbish Arumim. That's like real Chesed. The Torah concludes with Chesed, that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Part of Chesed is Kavuras Hameis. So Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed. And then the Chafetz Chaim says, okay, well, if Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed, so Mestama, like, if Chesed are the bracket, so Chesed is also everything in the middle. So he says, you know what? What we're trying to say is that all of Torah is written about Chesed. And then he goes through every parasha in the Torah, pretty much. And he says, in all the parashios, we will notice an inyan of Chesed. And this tells us how important Chesed is. Parashas Bereishis says, Vayivan Hashem Elokim asat Seila asher lakach, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created, fashioned Chava, and the Torah writes, Hashem built it. What does it mean, built it? So the Gemara has a comment that the Ribbono Shel Olam braided Chava's hair. Right? Shekil HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. In other words, that's a degree of Chesed that's unnecessary. Chesed, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz speaks about this in a few places. There is doing something that's necessary, which is important, and it's a value, and might even be called Chesed. But real Chesed, real love, is shown when you do that extra special thing above what's necessary. So the Ribbono Shel Olam makes Chava. Okay, that's necessary. But and then Adam is going to marry Chava. They're going to have a chasana. But the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam himself, kevi'achol, is like walking Chava down the aisle, and the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam himself is like braiding her hair, that's already extra chesed. That's what the Chafetz Chaim speaks about as Chesed in Parshas Bereishis. Chesed in Parshas Noach, he says, in Vaz and Noach is lying, Vayiska B'soch Ahalo. So, Shem and Yefes cover Noach. And that is Chesed. Great. Right? Now, what's interesting is, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the brackets, Shelo hayu mitzuvim al zeh, ki ein zeh mishevah mitzvos b'nei noach, rak mitzad midas ha-chesed. Right, so this is a really funny thing. In other words, the Netziv wrote a hasgama on the Chafetz Chaim Sefer, and the Netziv is arguing on the Sefer in his hasgama, no? It's kind of cool. Now, did we speak about this? Reb Moshe Feinstein has some hasgamas that he writes where he argues on the Sefer. Right? He wrote the Haskama to the book Tikkun Erevin B'Manhattan. Reb Moshe is not into building an Erevin Manhattan. He writes Haskama on the Sefer. He writes like the author is like a religious Jew by the book. Right? There's a Sefer, you'll like this, Me'afar Kumi. The Sefer Me'afar Kumi was written.
Zionism or something?
Zionism. Yeah, you know, I spoke about this or you
know
it?
You spoke about this or know it. I think maybe you spoke about it.
So Me'afar Kumi is this guy who makes Aliyah against his parents' wishes, and Nebuchadnezzar was killed in Hebron, and they found like a sefer that he wrote. Reb Moshe writes a haskama on the sefer that the whole sefer is to argue on me, but still, he's wrong, I'm right, but buy the sefer anyway. Right? So, this is not as extreme But basically, the Chafetz Chaim is arguing on the Haskama that the Netziv has. And then he keeps on going with Chesed. He talks about in Parashas Lech Lecha. There's Chesed that Avram Avinu goes to save Lot. Afal pi shelot haya posheya b'davar, kamo shekasa v'hu yoshev b'stom. Right? In other words, Chafetz Chaim is saying that Chesed is not only for people who are like pariv. Lot, the reason why Avram Avinu had to rescue Lot is because Lot was a posheya. No? Do you have a chi of a mitzvah of Chesed to someone who herself was guilty for creating a situation that, right? Chafetz Chaim says, yeah, that's Chesed. That's what the Torah is telling us. Notice, the Torah is not giving us ordinary Chesed, but in every parish of the Torah, that the Torah is speaking about more and more in Yonim of Chesed. Vaygeira is all about Chesed, Hachnasas Orechim. Chaye Sara is about Chesed in terms of burying Sara, etc. Interestingly, the Chafetz Chaim does not talk about any Chesed in Parshas Toldos. This is like a
haram. I feel like they're like tricking each other.
Yeah. So is there any Chesed? I would have said that there's some Chesed. Maybe that Rivka did Chesed to Yaakov when she told him to disguise himself.
I think it's at the expense of someone else.
So maybe that's not Chesed, right? Maybe that's the Pshat. But it's like conspicuously absent.
Does he go through every single parsha?
He goes through all the parashios in Bereishis. Every parsha has Chesed. The only parsha he doesn't quote is Toldos.
That's so interesting.
That's like, what's going on here? But right, he goes through Chayisara, and then he says, right, and Parshas Vayetze has Chesed, that Yaakov Avinu says, I'll give Meiser, Kosher Titim Yasar Esrenu Lach, Mistoma Meiser is for Tztaka and Chesed. So Vayetze has Chesed, Vayishlach has Chesed, when they bury Devorah Menekes Rivka, right? And then the Ribbono Shel Olam appears to Yaakov and gives Birchas Aveilim, that's Chesed. And the Chafetz Chaim keeps on about Chesed, all the parashios, some are not in Toldos. So, then after he finishes Chumash Bereishis, he moves on to Chumash Shmos. That the Chesed in Parashah Shmos is the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu Vayetze El Echa Vayar B'Sivlosam, which Rashi writes is Shenosan Libo Lios Meitzer V'Doeg Aleihem, that Moshe Rabbeinu paid attention and it bothered him what's going on with his Jewish brothers, no? Zakta Chafetz Chaim, that itself is Chesed. Chesed is not only what I do. Chafetz Chaim has an interesting lashon here. Midas haChesed shetzarich adam lehisbonein b'tzaras chaveiro. Chesed is to recognize the tzara that your friend is in. Right? Sometimes, right? We would call that empathy. In like
versus sympathy.
What? Versus sympathy. Right? Sympathy is I feel bad for you. Empathy is like I know what you're feeling. But empathy itself, Zakta Chafetz Chaim, is Chesed. Right? That's like a wild idea, I think.
Is he saying that, like, it's not what you... Because you could say that, oh, it's all about, like, oh, it's the thought that counts. Like, look, I bought you flowers, even though...
You don't want them.
So you don't want them. Like, you could say, like, that's not real Chesed, because I'm not thinking about the other person. But is he saying just, like, the thought of, like, being empathetic for a friend is Chesed? Or is he saying, when you really understand what someone's feeling, then you'll actually be able to...
So his... His lashon is midas haChesed shetzarich adam hisponim b'tzaras chaveiro ula yuchal lahoshi'o b'dvar ma. The Chesed is to recognize the tzara that you're in, so that possibly I could help you.
Yes, so it is about the action, but appropriate action, not just that like I've done something.
Nachon, right? But I think though the chiddush is that the very thought itself counts as Chesed. It's not just the action that counts as the Chesed. It's the very thought, etc. He also writes that the Chesed in Parsha Shmos is by Shvi'i. It says, Vayuku Shotrei B'nei Yisrael, the fact that these Jewish taskmasters got hit. That itself was Chesed. Shelo Ratzu Lidchok Es Osei HaMalacha V'Kibul Aleihem HaKa'os. The fact that they got hit instead of pushing others to do work, that itself is also Chesed. He keeps on going through the parashios, and he gets until the middle of Chumash Shmos through Parashas Mishpatim. Then the Chofetz Chaim pauses, and he says, one second, Achar kach hisbonanti, sheb'emes ein ketzel in yonei ha-chesed sheish ba-Torah. Right? In other words, I'm giving up on this whole endeavor. I'm going through all the parashios, and there's chesed here, there, and everywhere, but I'm going to give up on it because there are so many mitzvos that are about chesed, it's like I don't have to enumerate all of them. Right? It's kind of like a cool ploy. Like, he just spent like 4 pages, like going through all the... What? Adkan. Acharkach responanti, that like there's so many mitzvos have to do with chesed, and...
Well, we have to parsha mishpatim, which is like millions, it's like so many mitzvahs. Yeah.
I feel like that's appropriate. And from then on, he doesn't go through any of the other parshas. Like, I would be excited. Like, find chesed in parshas tazria. You know, like, I don't know. So then the Chofetz Chaim decides that he's going to get into more of the halachic dimensions of chesed, and he begins with the mitzvah of Im Kesef Talva Es Ami, the mitzvah of lending money, which he says is like paradigmatic of chesed. Halva'a is one of the ways people do chesed, and the idea the Chofetz Chaim gets at is that a person should not, the Torah writes, don't think I'm not going to lend you money because Shemitah's coming up. No, you have to do chesed no matter what, even if you're going to end up losing the money. Don't think I shouldn't lend you money because you never lent me money. He talks about lo sikam, lo sitar. He like gets involved in like many of the details about the mitzvah of halva'a. And he's going to spend a lot of time on the mitzvah of halva'a as we go on. That's like the first mitzvah he does in depth. Now, the Mekubalim speak about this. Aryeh Kaplan, in his book on Jewish meditation, which I love it also. I'm all over it now. So Aryeh Kaplan discusses how the Shem Yudke Vavke, which is like the main Shem Hashem, really reflects the idea of giving money. In other words, the Yud is the tiniest thing that represents the coin. The first Hey represents the hand that holds it. The Vav is that the hand reaches out. Then the second Hey receives it. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives tzedakah, chesed, to us. And that is the paradigmatic chesed that our chesed is modeled after. Olam chesed yibana. Remember, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't need to create a world. He did it like the Ramchal explains. He did it because Teva Hatov Lehetiv. The Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to do good stuff because Ribbono Shel Olam is by definition good. And what the Ribbono Shel Olam did was that act of chesed in the sense of halva'a, so to speak. It's like lending money. So HaKadosh, when I lend you money, what you have as an ani doesn't really belong to you because you have to give it back. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us stuff as a halva'a, we have to give back. Right? We can't use it for our own purposes. The whole world is based on this mitzvah of halva'a. I think that's why the Chofetz Chaim is developing it. And the reason why halva'a is so important is because halva'a is like the paradigmatic way that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world. That sort of is, to my mind, one of the reasons why the Chofetz Chaim focuses on this as being the Iker Mitzvah that he's going to talk about in detail. And we'll speak about the mitzvah of lending money. He gives many possible averis that a person can violate if you don't lend money. Let's say the person who needs money is really poor, and if I don't lend money to the person, he could end up dying. He could end up in a sakana. The way he writes it, Im chaver hamavakesh mimenu halva'a nogea lo davar zeh l'sakana. Im lo yaveu, kigon sha'al yidei zeh, ye yochol himnatzel mi listim abayim olav kai gavna, v'hu monea atum lehetev imo, then you violate the law of lo samar adam reyecha. Lo samar adam reyecha means I have to not stand by idly when someone is suffering. It's interesting that the Chafetz Chaim is not saying it that the person's going to die if I don't lend him the money because he's so poor. He says that the person will not be able to push away the listim who are coming to attack him or her. He needs my money. She needs my money in order to fight back against the listim. I don't know why the Chafetz Chaim uses this as the case of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa, but the basic idea is that you have to protect people from every sort of hefsid that they might face. Chavetz Chaim quotes from the Rambam, Lo samar adam re'echa means I have to protect your money, just like I have to protect my own money, or naturally I want to protect my own money. So Lo samar adam re'echa means I have to protect your money. If I see that your headlights are on in your car, I have to tell you about it. That's Lo samar adam re'echa. Even if the person's an usher, still there's an inyan of Lo Samar Adam Re'echa, and I have to lend money. And the Chafetz Chaim will discuss these mitzvahs in great depth, and those are coming attractions. Okay, Chevra, so thank you for coming and listening.
So
and we have 10:30 Ma'ariv starting soon.